Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Sperra. Gilbert Siclee, the fake defense minister. In the movie Point Break, a group of bank robbers use masks of former American presidents to remain anonymous. In this story, it goes so far as identity theft. In 2015 and 2016, Gilbert Siclee and his accomplices posed as then-defense minister Jean-Yves Le Drian to collect millions of euros from their victims. The principle is simple. Contact large fortunes with a patriotic streak, public figures and businessmen, and ask them for a favor. The French state cannot publicly pay ransoms for French hostages. They need these benefactors to finance such operations, for which they will be reimbursed later. To gain the victim's trust, the imposters make video calls, where one of them, wearing a silicone mask, pretends to be the defense minister. Not all the targets are fooled, but this series of scams, known as the fake Le Drian, allows the gang to embezzle over 60 million euros, supposedly to pay the ransoms of French hostages in Syria. Among their victims, the Aga Khan, from a lineage of imams of the Ismaili community, pays 13 million euros, and a Turkish businessman over 40 million. The faux Le Drian gang is arrested in 2017, and Gilbert Siclee, its presumed ringleader, is considered the inventor of scams with false transfer orders. Siclee had already been sentenced to 7 years in prison for his fake president's scam, where, based on simple phone calls, he managed to extort money from big companies and banks via gullible victims by pretending to be the CEO of a company or an agent of French intelligence. Already back then, the general focus on a war on terror opened backdoors for him. On the run, after having managed to keep nearly 8 million euros out of the 80 transferred by some 30 establishments, in 2006, the Franco-Israeli took refuge in Israel, which does not extradite its nationals. Still, he's handed over to France in 2007 under suspicion of terrorist links, and then released on bail in 2009 after 3 years in detention. A few weeks later, he returned to Israel. A French film was even made in 2015, inspired by Siclee's life. At this time, Gilbert says he is retired, fed up with his bad reputation, constantly fueled by new scams he has nothing to do with, but which are modeled after his. But then in 2017, here he is getting arrested in Ukraine with his main accomplice. They even allow themselves to be filmed in a cell, taunting French justice. But in the end, they are sent back to France and tried in the company of four other accomplices. The two leaders are sentenced to nearly 10 years of imprisonment each, in addition to damages. The convicts deny the allegations concerning the faux Le Drian scam, but the police find, in Gilbert Siclee's phone, photographs of a new mask, this time with the features of Prince Albert of Monaco. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.